Okay, last week we learned Simarei Tzadik Tes and spent quite a bit of time on the idea of bittul of fibers when making threads or padding. The bottom line was that we had two hesberim, why fiber is bottle. Either the regular rule of bittul barayv, that means if you have some wool fibers and some cotton or other minim, and they're mixed together, we go basarayv. So one hesber was that it didn't bittul. The Chazainish said that it's a mistake. If you're medayik in the lashon of the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, it's not a din bittul. It's that the new thread that's made out of the mixed fibers has the characteristics of the rive, characteristics of that which is rive. And the language was, they should suras hakel, suras semer gamalim. If it's rive, semer gamalim, and a miyud of wool, of true wool, then the tsura is a new tsura. That was the machlaikis, and we had the two as bearim last week, and I mentioned nafkaminas, fitzirufim, the different shittas we have. We talked about padding, which we will talk about again, Yitz Hashem, as we move forward. Two additions I want to add this week. First of all, there is a tshuva in the Kovetz Tshuvas from Rebbe Yashiv, in the first volume, Tshuva Kuf Yutes, a very interesting tshuva about a importer who imported hundreds, maybe thousands, I don't remember, of suits from Hungary. And an expert looked at the threads with which the buttons were sewn onto the baguette, and he could see, although they were black threads, he could see the little traces of white in them, which, at least in some cases, he identified as linen. It appears that with most dyes, the dye that's used for wool doesn't take so well to linen. And therefore, the white streaks in them were, at least in some instances, linen. And the question became, it's a taruvis in the thread, it's a miyut. However, it's nicker. It's nicker. Now, when you learn basa b'cholav and taruvis in Simen Sadiches, you all know that a meat mixes into milk and meat mixed together. If somebody were to drop a small drop of milk into a chicken soup, it's batel b'shishim. But if you see some white stuff floating around, you quickly scoop it out with a plastic spoon, hopefully. The spoon will become treif once it pulls it out. It has a mixture in it. But if it's nicker, no one holds its batel. If it's nicker, it's not batel at all. So Shaila Rabbi Yashiv was asked, was whether this has a din of nicker, and whether it should be all these suits. I guess they would have to remove the threads and re-sew on the threads, which re-sew on the buttons, remove the buttons and sew them back on. What?
Doesn't nicker mean that you can, by just looking at it, you can tell, rather than by taking the microscope and investigating it?
Yeah, it's true, but apparently this was nicker to the eye if someone had looked at it closely. You're right. So Rabbi Yashiv takes the opinion that one can rely on the sheet of the Chazanish. Again, according, if you hold this a din and bittul, then you're right. Then if it's din and bittul, then if it's nicker, it's not both. No, the thread itself was cotton or polyester, whatever it was, but it had some linen mixed in. What? Yeah, there were fibers of linen mixed into the spinning of the thread. So although he brings as early a source as the Tashbats, who asers, when it's nicker, the Rabbi Yashiv is saimach ad the Chazanish that the Chazanish said it's not a din bittul, it's a din of the identity of the new thread having the characteristics of the Rai. It doesn't matter if fibers of Pishtara mixed in. And he was light on the Chazenish with its siruf of the fact that you can see if it's white, but not every time it's white isn't necessarily linen. That already requires further examination. It's not easily nicker. But the bottom line is that he is Saimach on the Chazenish. So the Rabbi Yashiv is saying one can rely on Shitas Chazenish in such an instance, which is an important to Maramakim. There are Paiskim that don't say not to rely on it. I have nothing to say, and Allah is Nasan. And Ravazna say not to rely on the Chazenish. But Rabbi Yashiv says to rely on the Chazenish. The Chazenish also says to rely on the Chazenish. And especially when you have Sveikis, so Mamela, there's what to rely on. So it's an important sheet to be aware of.
Now, excuse
me.
Sorry,
I want to mention you may be right, but although it will be a woolen baguette and it would be a true linen thread, it would be the mushailah shatnas. That's regular sewing. But you mean the fibers that are mixed, right? It's Esa Maruba for the seller and not for the buyer. So we have that problem always. You know, because Treifus had to deal with it. I mentioned the longest Pisrei Tshuva. Hilchos Treifus deals with what's called Esa Maruba. And it's a funny thing. It seems the Paiskim clear if it's Esa Maruba to the seller and not to the buyer, if it's called Esa Maruba. But the Tshuva Svarim seem all to be Mekel. Because when it comes to Maisa, they seems like they're Mekel. I mentioned to you once that when the Tumul came out about the milk with the Shail of Treifus, so Rapam said to be Shisaymach Bafsa Meruba, because the cheese companies have seven figures, dollars, over $1 million worth of cheese at various stages of aging. And although for me to buy cheese is not Bafsa Meruba, Rapam was Saymach on that Hefsa. But anyway, getting back to a client.
Not sure.
Yeah. Okay. This I said I would come back to. That our discussion last week is where, in the there was a short tevi v'nayis pishtar and semer yachdav. It was a thread that was made of two types of material, semer racholim and semer gemalim. So, and then that was sewn onto pishtar. So we say the identity of the thread goes according to Rav. Certainly, if you have fibers of wool and fibers of linen, exclusively that would certainly be a problem. Here we're talking when you have a min, that was the case in the Shulchan Aruch, you have a min that's not shatnez, and the thread is made out of that, cotton today, and you would have a little bit of wool mixed in, or polyester, you have a little bit of wool mixed in, so there you go baser Rav. If it's al-tbitl, then if it's nicker, it wouldn't be batel. If it's because the Chazanish is Cheshbon, which the Archa Shulchan also seems to be saying, Chazanish the Archa Shulchan, then there's a sheet that to be Mekel, even if it's Nicker. Now, yeah.
It's Nicker again, so what was the standard for?
So the Heter of Nicker.
It's
Vade, there's linen mixed into that thread. Okay, it's vade, it's linen, but the Chazanish says we label the thread the name of whatever is Rav. So even if there are linen fibers mixed in, if the thread is a majority tzebek gemalim, or nowadays cotton or polyester, that would be a polyester thread, even though it has some linen mixed, the linen fibers. And when you sew it onto wool, it doesn't answer. Okay. This is the discussion we had last week. At the end last week, I mentioned to you that this is all with fibers, but if you have chutim mamish, you have chutim of tzemer that get mixed in, there's no bitl beged she'ovad by klayim nesar. The Gemara says in Nida Samach Aleph. Once you have a beged that's, we're talking here about threads, a thread of wool was sewn into a beged, you don't know where it is, can't find it. also lemaicher legai. It's also you're not selling to a guy. He may sell it to a yid. And Tosis asks, should be bottle barayv. Tosis says that heta beheta is not bottle barayv. When you have a chut mixed in with a chut, it's not bottle. And Shach Reish Tzadik Tes brings this discussion. I don't think it's at least in most cases so much of halacha lemaisa. So I'm not stopping to discuss it at length. I do want, before we move to Simon Shin, actually we have to listen to today still on Reish Tzadik Tes. The Lashon, look at the Lashon of Mechaber and Sefal. The Chazanish says the Mechaber's Lashon, which I believe is the Lashon of Rambam, in the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th line, he says, Mutal Arva Yamapishta, Mibnei Shun Suras Hakoyal Suras Sever Gamal. So that's what it says. It doesn't take this bottle. It says the tsura of the mixture is the tsura of the rive. It says in the side base, may you show me. And Dar HaShulchan seems to learn that way as well.
Okay. By Kilei HaSadeh, I believe it's 1/24th. It's less than 1/24th.
No, that's the additional growth. It's not the amount. If it grows 1/24th, 1/200th. If it grows 1/200th or 0.5%, that's what you mean. Okay.
You can't have linen and wool fibers.
Right. This is not talking linen and wool fibers mixed together. Although according to Chazanish, you have to find out why. But yeah, that would be tevi. That's the issur of tevi.
Because then it's shakti. Okay. It's not a wool illusion.
It's mamish shakti. I wanted just to read to you the bottom line. I spoke to you last week and learned about padding. So, you know, what's a din in padding? You learned what's a din? Well, everybody talks about it. What's the bottom line? So the bottom line, I'm quoting to you from Rav Chaim Kanievsky and Derech Amuna, who says that he asked the Chazanish, and he says, interestingly, he says the following. I'm reading from the Bir Halacha on Sivbeis. The old shot is his client Perek Yud in the Rambam. This is the Bir Halacha. It says, Adas b'loi v'gadim shaysim hayayim u'machnis b'aysay b'ksefai shal mi'ilim. He says, what's the din of old clothing that they use today as padding and shoulder padding of clothing u'mizrayim and in mattresses u'mksais and the padding of chairs? So he says, Sha'alti Yazev Amruli Shesh Mizeh Gimel Sugin. There are three types of reprocessed fibers. One of them we'll see in Pesach Tshuva and Shin Aleph, we'll come back to. Sug Echad. Shemiras Kenoisa Imayim V'nasim Ehen Ken Daisa. They break it up in liquid, in water, and it becomes like porridge. And then they dry it the way they make paper. Paper for generations is made from cloth. That's why the old paper doesn't yellow so quickly. It lasts. It was made from cloth. That's sug aleph. What? Rag paper. Okay. So that's one type. But that type, the fibers are the most broken up. Sug beis, shetech naisei hadei ketev, kimin afar. They grind it up well till it becomes like dirt. V'achach mahat kenoise v'yachad, and then they reform it into threads or into padding. So that type also, the threads are definitely broken up. It comes out as a powder. So gimel, which is the one we're most concerned about, she'enoi nitchon heitev. The tchina, the grinding, is not done very well. V'nishar sham har bechutim nikarim. If you look closely, you'll see some pieces of thread. Omnom ein yedua yesh ben tzeru pishtin olai. We don't know what those threads are. V'yesh bohem roiv misharminin. So in today's society, roiv is not wool in it, linen. He says beis sugum rishayim yesh lahadir dum yedidiyar, which is simin pishtin tshuva simin shin sef aleph sef katan aleph, that The first two types, where it's totally destroyed, it's like niyar. We say part of chadash is ba'olakan. That's fascinating. And they say divrei Torah, aniyim b'makim achad, ashurim b'makim achad. Sometimes you have from left field a maramakim. The maramakim here is a pischei tshuva yaradei simin kuf tzadik. Sivkat yud ches. What simin kuf tzadik? Mila hilchas nida. What in the world does hilchas nida have to do with shatnis? So in hilchas ksamim, there's a halacha that a kesem is not tamei if a woman finds a nida stain on something that's not makabel tuma. The gezeira of ksamim, if a woman doesn't experience a flow, she just finds a stain on a beged. So stains on begadim have five major kulas. If it's less than a gris, it's tar. If you could be tailored, it's tar. If it's colored, it's tar. If it's on a davishein of a kabel tuma, it's tar. So the question there, that long pisrei tshuva, is what is the status of paper? If you find a stain on paper, such as a tissue or other paper, what is the status? Is it a davar amakabel tuma or not? Now, in those days, they were made out of clothing. Clothing is davar amakabel tuma. So pisrei tshuva there brings many who say that when they take old clothing, which is a makabel tuma, and they break it up and they reconstitute it as niyar, it no longer has a din of a davar amakabel tuma because panim chadash is ba'ol lakan. It's a new, it's something new. Altogether, panim chadash is part of the discussion there. The Gemara says panim chadash is ba'ol lakan by Efer Ir Hanidachas. You have the ashes of Ir Hanidachas. Hanidachas also about no, the Efer is mutter. Call this Rav and not from mutter, because panim chadash is ba'ol lakan. There's an old story Rav Zevin brings in his biography of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. He says there were those who made fun of him. They had everything. They had two dinim. Everything is two dinim. So they say that once Rav Chaim came, and this fellow was at a Sheva Brachas. He came along and he sat down next to him. He said, "Look what I brought." He opened up a little box and there were ashes inside. He said, "Why'd you bring ashes to a Sheva Brachas?" He says, "Beferesh Shulchan Aruch, you need Parim Chadashes. By Sheva Brachas." And the Gemara says, "Efer Yerni Dachas is Parim Chadashes. So I'm bringing Parim Chadashes." He said, "That's not what Parim Chadashes means." He said, "Ah, so there are two dinim in Parim Chadashes, right? There's Parim Chadashes for Sheva Brachas. The wonders of the ashes." So that was his. At any rate, whatever the gedder of Parim Chadashes might be, the point is that the Shnei Sugim Rishayim Amotim. I added to the side, Ramosha says that in Yenem Achloikis, if paper is Parim Chadashes, Ramosha really is Machmir. But he says that tissue paper is different. He says a junky paper that falls apart easily is not a Dover HaMekabel Tuma. And that's why he's makel on toilet paper or tissue paper, that it's not, kesem doesn't have a din ksamim. If a woman finds a stain, she can ignore it. But anyway, that's the first part of this. Chai can he ask it? He says if they break it up totally, they turn it into dust, they make it into fine granules. He says, no question, it's ois shatnis, it's ois chutim, it's ois neman, and it's mutim. Then he says, what about the third type? Omnum besugas lishiyish lion. The third type, many of our fibers in our shoulder padding or in our pot holders are made out of the cheap type of broken up fiber, broken up threads, which may have threads on them. So he writes, Shomati b'shem achazaynish. Ukein zeh kosim et Tferes Yisrael. Tferes Yisrael has I mentioned to you in the past, the country is called Batei Klayim. Sheyesh b'zeh sfek sfek alahatir. I mentioned this at the end of Shia last week. Shema ein sham tzemer u'pishtin. There may not be any tzemer u'pishtin in your particular appearing. Tipsilayim yesham shema chutat fira lechibur tzemer u'pishtin yachad demutal arayv paiskin. That I mentioned last week, the Machlekes Rishayim, If you have tzemer or pishta, but they don't cross each other. In other words, you have tzemer, you have a cotton bag, and you have a thread of tzemer on top and a thread of pishta on the bottom. So there are those who hold that it's mutter. And so you have a sex faker. And he has another tziruf to be makel, and he ends up makamakim omo maron shirei shemaim yachmir al atzmai shirei shemaim yachmir but mikra din it's mutter. So at any rate, that's the bottom line with the padding. I mentioned to you that many of the shatnez labs will tell you you have to ask your rav. You say, what do you mean? I brought it for you for a psak. And they say, yeah, but you got to ask. You know, they'll tell you. In Williamsburg, the machmir, in Lakewood, I don't know which one's which. One here, the machmir, here, the mekel. And we tell people, ask your rav. So that's the shiloh. When they're padding, and they can't tell what it is, whether to be samech on a svek sveka, whether a person should be mekel or not.
What does that rav say?
I mentioned to you last week that it was not expensive. You can wear the bag in many years, and it costs you a couple of dollars to fix it. So then it's kedai. It's kedai to fix. Okay, so this is at least for the moment the safe sugya of the padding. I don't remember if we learned sif beis last week. Let's learn sif beis again, or the first time. Ha'isa beged kulei tzeber gemalim ayarnovim. If you have a beggar that's made out of a neutral substance, a non-wool, non-wool, non-linen, borrowed by chutzal tzeme mitzadzeh, v'chutzal pishta mitzadzeh, harin zeh also mishum klayim. Many of us Ashkenazim are sometimes disturbed that when you learn halacha, the mechaber is mekel, the ramaz machmir all the time. So shatnez is the reverse. The Rambam is a big machmir in shatnez, and the mechaber goes with the Rambam, and Rashi and Taisis are generally mekel. So here the mechaber holds, if you have one string on top, one on bottom, they don't cross each other, it's asur mishum klayim. And the Ramah says, Yeshem d'shari kai gavdel em kein orach chutzal tzemer eitzel chutzal pishtan avlameinam naigin yachad shari. Not only is not the Rai says that even the Rabbanim. The Shach Beis says on the Mechaber, Tzarechian, the Ze'enoi Elo, Lesvaras HaRambam. Below Lesvaras HaMatirin. Of course, the Mechaber takes out the word Elo. Ze'enoi Elo, Shitas HaRambam. The Mechaber would say, Ze, Shitas HaRambam. But okay, we'll see when we get to Sifei, we'll come back. Yeah, so the question is, this is a question, if they don't touch each other, why is it usher? So, I mentioned, let me explain. The Shitas HaRambam, according to the Girsa that the Beis Yosef had, we're going to have it in Sif Aleph in a minute, Yeshua Oitevi Oinuz. I mentioned this in the past. The Rambam holds that you don't need Shua and Tevi and Nuz. Rashi held you need all of them. But the Rambam's shita is, as long as they're connected, b'shum chiba shaba olam. The way in the Lomdis this is explained, I mentioned b'shem Reb Shimon last time, is that the Rambam holds shatnez as a din in the beged, whereas Rashi holds it's a din in the chut, or the chutim. If it's din in the beged, then if a beged has semer on one side, a pishtim on the other, it's a beged that has in it connected tzemer or pishtan. If you also did in the chut, that the chut of tzemer shouldn't touch a chut of pishtan, then they're separate. That's the lumdus of the machlokes. Okay, shin, eza klein deraisa, eza derabonet, sefalef. Here we have this machlokes that I spoke about. Rashi holds shua, tevi, and noise, and the Rambam holds oi shua, oy tevi, oy noise is enough in order to make it into shatnez. Now, this machlokes is a machlokes in the Gemara, Rav Ashi and Rav Sutra, in the Sugya HaGemara, which is brought here in the long Taz, and it's simply a machlokes had a paskin. I should say simply, because machlokes has to do with rayas one way or the other. First, I'll start the Mechaber. Kibisha deschaber tzemer opishtid sad chibur ba'olam. If the tzemer opishtid are connected any which way in the world, aser mishum klein. Ketzad tzemer opishtid shatarfan zem zem. Several pishtin that were mixed bishah oisam, and he combed them out together. Vasam ahed levadim, and he made out of it. He made felt. So all he did together was shua. Oi, or shatarfan, he mixed them betava oisam keachad, and he made them into threads. Only threads, nothing else together. Va'arag berag beged mitevizeh. Now he made a beged from these threads. Oi, shetafar beged tzemer bishal pishtin. I feel a tafar b'chutei meshi b'kandis. Or he took tzemer or pishtin and sewed them together, even if he sewed them with a neutral min. Oi, shetafar beged tzemer b'chutei pishtin. Well, certainly if he took threads of flax and sewed it into wool, I beged pishtin b'chutei tzemer, or the reverse. Or even koshar chutei tzemer b'chutei pishtin. Even if he just tied them together. Like Godlon, or he made Gedilim. Gedilim is they take numerous threads and wind them around each other. Harizeh Kalayim. Any which connection in the world, that is Kalayim, that is the Shita here of the Mechaber, that it's that this is the Halacha. Excuse me? Because tzemer into pishtin isn't bottle. Only heter beheter is bottle, not tzemer and pishtin. Which case? Well, we had but there you used the thread of pishtin and the fibers got wrapped around. In Achinami, it's not the same. Not the same as the fibers together. If you look, let's see the Mechaber. The leather case was in the Mechaber. Eres hakvasim shasim el mabushin. It's true and it's not true, because every taruv is of tzemer or pishtin, you can have roiv of one or the other. And it's still aser. It's still tevi together. It's still aser. The Mechaber himself said, if you have tzemer or pishtin mix, it may be min acher or ma'arvai. But I suppose there it's different, because it's a chut onto which fibers are intertwined, and it's already a chut of one min. I think. At any rate, the. This is the Shita Sarambam. The Shita Sarambam is one or the other. And that's his halacha. Okay, I guess to go through whole Taz Aleph is difficult. The Taz goes through the Sugis HaGemara, and where the Rambam gets it. Part of it is that the Rambam is not Gairis Hilchas HaKamar Sutri. He takes words out of the Gemara. Quicker than looking into the long Taz, the Gra Aleph explains the Rambam Shita. Mefarish Nois Kepirish Rashi Hainu Oruk. Taisus is a different Shita. Yeah, I mentioned the Rambam and Rashi. There's a third Shita, Taisus. Rashi says Shua Tevi Vinois. You need all three together. And the Rambam says, Oishua Oitevi Oinois. Now, the other week, someone asked, Rashi holds to be shot in his, you need Shua, Tevi, and Nois, all three together. It has to be combed together, spun together, and woven together. So, how are tzitzis, that's actually Taisus Kasha Rashi. Taisus the Kasha. And I read to you last time the Binasodam answers that Rashi holds there are two dinim, the shatnez of Shua Tevi and Nois, which is one pasuk, and there's a separate pasuk of Yachtov, which what is the Kedoshim, what does the Kisei say? Taishut says, Beged shatnez, Tevro Pishtin, whatever, Layalu Alecha, and that's a din, Beged Klaim shatnez, Layalu Alecha, And there's a separate pasuk. He says, "Vaysilva shat nisemro pishtin yachtov." So yachtov is a separate iser that includes that's marba the other cases. So that even according to Rashi, there are two dinim in shatnes. So the Gra brings Taisa shita. It's complicated. To get a third shita. The first two are easy. Either Shua and Tevi and Nois, Rashi, or the Rambam is always the Machmir, whole Hilchos Shatnez. He says it's also Shua, Oy Tevi, Oy Nois, any one is already us. They both translate Nois to mean woven together. Rabbeinu Tam, or Taisis, says Nois, Mishazor. Shazor is when you take threads of wool and linen and you wind them around each other to make a thicker string. Like your tzitzit strings are not threads. They're numerous threads, four or eight threads wound around each other. So Rabbeinu Tam learns, Shua Tevi Vinois is how you make the threads. Either you comb them together, or you spin them together, or you twist them one around the other. Either way, it's Shatnez. Then, if you connect them, that's Shatnez. You're on top of your game today. Thank you. Okay. Not everyone's so sharp in the morning. Getting to the Gra, Mefarish Nois Kepirish Rashi, Hainu Oruk. It means woven. Upasak Shua Oitevi Oinois. The Rabbi Paskins one or the other. Kumash Kasav Pirish Mishnayis Kfinusra Shamevi Kesav Mishnah Mashkasav Shab Mepirish Shua. The noise, who shall I hear? The kulu, chen omer mitzas ka'idim. V'zeetzli maimer bilti amiti. Pretty strong lashon. V'zeetzli maimer bilti amiti. Is that correct? As a kolach amiam klayim shal tayra. So the Rambam is writing this about the ga'idim. Now, what the ga'idim say that you need all of them together, it's not true. Kol echa mayhem is klayim. Mashkasa the Gemara Nida, Einai Loshna Gemara. Something the Rambam should say that. The Gemara says Hilchos Gemara Zutra. He's the one who holds like Rashi Paskins, Shua and Tevi Adnais. So the Rambam says Mashkasa the Gemara Nida, Samak Aleph, Einai Loshna Gemara, Loshna Ezem Afirish, Lachen Shmita Bichiburai, Hayi Memra. So what are you going to do? The Rambam says that. The kasa v'chibura, v'nai shekol yisur and elu shal teira, shari yitzur kasa lahat eklayim v'tzitzis. V'tzitzis chutzit k'shurim levad. So you can't say shur tevi ad nois, because tzitzis is only tied together. V'kushas taisis yivam v'seyam v'veis. So that's the Rambam Shita. V'loi rotza lefarish kefir shur beinu tam. Why did the Rambam say, you don't want to learn like Rashi, because it's shref and tzitzis. But why do you want to learn like Rabbeinu Tam? The Tirus of Rabbeinu Tam Eini Mukhra Kvashikasa Vlamata V'chein Yerushalmi. You can't read Nuz Matim Neisha Chizeres La'orig Alma Nuz Hu Orig. Because there's different Gemara Tzmashra Tzor V'chein Mashra Yerushalmi Yazeh Shikol Echad Levadi Osa Midin Teira V'chein Mashra Mastis Nekomer Enisa Alma Osa Midin Reis Akomer. This is an explanation of the Shita Saraba that when we're asering any one of them, and lav dafka all of them together. So the bottom line is that we're machmir. The machaber is machmir. The Rama doesn't argue. Shach Aleph does. Shach Aleph says roi paiskim svira lei levodim einam asurim elin idrabana. The Shach brings Rashi Shita. That felt is in only in Issa Drabana. What's in Nafkamina? Nafkamina, he says, is for Ubekashim Mutalagami. So we're going to wait to Shin Aleph. Kashim means the shail of a chair that has padding that you don't sink into. If you have a couch, you sink into it, that's Shatnez Dairais. It warms, it goes around the bag and it warms the, goes around the leg and it warms the leg. But if you have hard padding, like many of our chairs, and it's made out of shatnez, so that is a drabana. And if the shatnez is shatnez dairai, so we're machmir, if it's a drabana, we're mekel. So he says, when we get to Shin Aleph, we'll discuss it at length. So Sif Aleph, we discussed already in the past. This is the Rambam Shita. And apparently the Ramah is Chayshish L'chumra, at least the Ikra did, that it's Aser Shua Oitevi Oinaz. Now we move to Siv Beis, which is a little more nice. Beged Semer Shechibray in Beged Pishtan with Kifa Achas. Now we're talking about sewing. Okay, weaving you don't do in your house. Weaving is manufactured. You get your suit, you have a Shaddai's label, and everything's good. What about when you go to the Chinaman and you tell him to hem up your clothing? You have to make sure if he uses a I'm not recommending going to Chinaman. I mean, if you go to a firm guy, you assume he's doing the right thing. He's not using flax. But what happens if someone were a tailor? What if a person were to put in a wool bag and threads of pishtan? So the Shulchan Aruch says the following: Beged Tzimis Shechabrei and Beged Pishtan B'tchiva Achas. He stuck it through only one time. Take a needle with thread, you stick it through, and you pull it out on the second side. Einai chibur. That's not called connected. It doesn't hold. You take two things and attach them with chiva achas, they don't stay together. Ve'ein zeklayim. Ki b'tshtei rosh yachutin ke'echad. What happens if you connected the two heads of the... You stuck it through and then you took the heads of the thread on either side and connected them, now it stays. Or you stuck it in and back out. So the Rambam Shita is, again, the Rambam is the Machmir. He says, is klayim, and all you need is in and out to be klayim. Ramah, let me say to Ramah, Yeshayim, do I have a klayim, ela base tchifais, ve kosha breiz rashi hachut. Now you have to halt cup here. Let's just picture for a moment. Your hem is coming down on your suit. The Shatner's guy didn't fix it well. So you take thread, you stick it in once, it's going to come apart. You stick it once and back, we'll call that two. Now is that going to come apart?
Yes.
Mendy says it'll come apart. The Rambam says, that Shatner's, you did it once in and once out, he says it's Shatner. Ramah says, no. Shatner's is, you sew it in and out, and then you tie it. That shot is, or presumably if three tchivas, if it holds, would be the same thing, would be secure. So there's the machlaikis, the mechaber, and the ramah. It appears at first glance not to have much of a nafkamina. However, there is a nafkamina lagabi hilchos Shabbos. The Mishnah at the end of Shklayim reads as follows: Hatoykev tkifa achas, einoi chibur. A thread stuck through once, ein lechibor, ein by mishum klayim, vashenta b'shabes potter. Sometimes you have the vent in the back of your suit was sewn together, and you ripped it apart, and the thread is still sticking through, just sticking through once. Vashenta b'shabes, it says potter, it doesn't say mutter, it says you're allowed to pull it out. Also shnei roshei, roshel letzad echad. This is shaila, what this means. Also, shnei roishel litzad echad chibur. I can understand that you stuck it in, you stuck it out. Now the two heads are on one side. Chibur v'yesh v'mishum klayim v'shanta b'shabes chayim. So the Rambam learned he stuck it in and out. V'shanta b'shabes is chayim. In and out is enough to be chayim. The problem is, and the Rash and the Rosh ask, is that the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos on the Afayin Dalit says Beferish? Says the Mishnah says Atoyfish states Firas Chayiv. The Gemara is Holei Kaimi, it won't stay. The Gemara says Bishakoshran, that afterwards you tied it. So by Shabbos, it's 100% clear. The Rambam himself in Hilchos Shabbos says to be Chayiv, you need two Firas plus a knot. So it's a Dovah Pela, why? In Hilchos Shabbos, he says Shtei Tchivos is itself enough to be Mechayiv. This is the kasha that everybody, starting from the Rosh and the Rosh, ask. That doesn't make sense.
But Shabbos is what people do. That's Chayiv.
The Mishnah compares them. The Mishnah is not Mechalik. The Mishnah says Atayv Shtei Tfira Tchivah Achas Ein Echibor Mehem Shekayin Vashayt Bishabbos Pater. It is klayim. It's a kasha. There's the tshuva chavis yoyer sibikuf mem gimel, who says shaimta is chayiv, not taifra. He makes silks between ripping it and being taifer it, which take it or leave it. It's not the point. The point here is that Taz Gimel says the machlokes, the Rambam, and the Rosh, or the machlokes b'chaber amah, is whether to compare Shatnez to Shabbos. See Taz Gimel, Sudas Rambam. Av agad debilchi Shabbos perik yod kasa v'ktayfe shtei tefiras chayiv v'shiyiksho Rosh echot v'kan alakan. There he says the two tkifas plus on that kadesh tamid, so that it should stay. Interesting, kadesh tamid is a beferish. Tamid atfira v'lois yishamei. Tzrichamayim v'shani chibu klayim d'chashir tibur afilu b'choldum d'ksid yachtov. Shaliyad tzad chibur afilu l'fi shah. Shouldn't be connected. Roma she'enken tkiva achas she'en shem chibur afilu l'fi shah. So Klein, even a temporary connection is Aser, and Shabbos, only a permanent connection is Aser. Right, so this is a machlokes. In the Gracha al Hashas, there's a piece from the Reb Chaim, who says there are two dinim in Shatnez. He calls the one din in the Beged that's made out of Shatnez, it's a din that he calls it the Heftza of the Beged. There's another din of Tochav Shteit Chivais, which is a din in the Gavra, he calls it. Why it's a din in the Gavra, I don't understand. But that the person can't have on him a Shatnez, the Beged, it's not a Beged, and it's a din in the Gavra. Now I'll try to explain the aside of Tefira, and the Reb Chaim will be better understood. Let's digress till to Shabbos for a moment. In Hilchos Shabbos, there's a question: what's the difference between the malacha called taifer and the malacha called kosher? Kosher is making a knot, tying things together. It doesn't have to be tying it. The Rambam says hapoisel gedilim, if you wind threads into a string, it's also kosher. What is it, kosher and taifer? What's the aside of the difference? So Ramosha has a tshuva in the second Arachayim, tshuva peidal. Ramosha has the aside, which although it appears to differ with the Mishnah Bura, is mekubal among the paiskim, even there it's tzaddik paiskim. They're not so quick to accept all of Ramosha's kulas. Ramosha says the following: the aside of tefira is making two things into one, is combining things in a way that they become one. In other words, your hem is coming down, you sew it to the baguette, now that's one. You attach a button to the baguette, now it's one. It becomes, you're making it into one thing. You're making it into one. A kesher, you're not necessarily making it into one. When you tie your shoes, you're not looking to make it into one. Okay, tying your shoes is a tefira shein shokayama. But tying things together is lav dafka. If you take a ribbon, you tie it around a bag, you're not making the ribbon and the bag into one thing. You're attaching things through a knot. Tefira, by definition, is making two things into one. Ramosha explains that's why gluing papers together, the Yarei Sadvukais, is tefer and not kesher. Because gluing things together, you make them into one. It's taifer, long term. This is all shal kayama. So that's why it's considered to be taifer that you make it into one. Now there are numerous kulas. The case Rabbeinu is arguing with the Karban Asanel, actually, which Mishnah Berurah brings, is somebody who takes a safety pin, and let's say he's missing a button, but the button is under his tie, or it's a woman's garment, it's under her outer garment. So she takes, your hand will be different. But you take two sides of a shirt and you pin them together with a safety pin. The question is that tefira? Is that considered to be taifer? So Karban Asanel says, he sees people who stick pins into their clothing, and it's taifer, it's shteit chivas, you stick it in and out, and then you fasten it, and it's Teifer. It could, well, I'll explain the straight pin in a moment, 1 second. And therefore, Rav Moshe says, that's not so. When you put something in place of a button, why isn't a button Teifer? If gluing things together is there, why isn't button something Teifer? The answer is because it's not made to be done on a permanent basis. Not made to be, it's not made to make it into one. It's probably the reason the world is made on a zipper. You zipper your talus bag, your Shabbos talus bag, it's going to stay that way for 7 days. Why isn't it Teifer? Rav Gedal Yishol is machmir. He was chayshish that zippering things is Teifer. He never zippered his Shabbos talus bag. He said, he's not sure why zippering. Why is a zipper different than Teifer? What was that? Your pants are not a problem because it's done for less than 24 hours. Shalaz on its fear is shakayama. So
that was kosher.
So the point is, Ramesh is saying that that's not fear. Fear is when you make two things into one. When you button things together or you clasp things together, that's not teifer. That's not called tefira. Tefira is when you take two things and you make them into one. And one of the rayas is that Hilchos Shatan is compared to Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shatan certainly is when you make yachdav, when you make them into one. And b'meila, Rav Moshe holds that that's not teifer. Now, if your hem is coming down, you use a straight pin to stick it in, or even a safety pin, Rav Moshe will be made that's awesome. So you play, he writes that way, b'feirish sol b'feirish. So you're going to leave it there. I mean, you may someday come around to get around to sewing it, but so making a hole is not an issur, because when you stick a pin in a woven baguette, it doesn't make a hole. It finds its way between the threads. Remember the old pins that we used to have on our neckties? You stick it through to hold the tie in place. That was the same heter. That didn't make a hole. It worked its way between the threads. It didn't rip any threads. At any rate, this is Ramesh's Hesber in the Malach of Tefira, which I guess would explain a little bit the connection of Klayim to Shatnez, that it's to make it into a beggar, not just to tie it together. And B'meila, it's a B'meila, it's good. So we're going to get to that later. You're right. It's a separate chumra, but we're going to get to it. We'll get to it later. If you'll still be in this country. Sorry to hear. At any rate, so we have here this machlaikis, tchiva acha, shnei tchivas, shalom al Yisrael. I definitely thought that someone was going to ask a kasha. When he asks you, you wonder why he didn't ask this kasha. Why don't we just say, to make shatnez, you need shnei tchivas. And like the Ramah, shtei tchivas pasuk kasha. The kasha you should have asked is, what about tzitzis? Tzitzis is shatnez. You only stick a tchiva achas and make a knot. Tchiva achas and make a knot, like the Ramah, you need shtei tchivas and a knot in order to be shatnez. So why is tzitzis semer strings in a pishtun baguette? That's the Gemara's case. When you put tchelos on a pishtun baguette, I say that's a license. So the question is, why is that shatnez according to the shita that the Ramah is bringing? So Taz Dalid is this kasha. Okay, Al Pi Arizal, they have two holes. Al Pi Arizal, the Begadim have two holes. It's clear from Shulchan Aruch not that way. It says in Shulchan Aruch that when you have your tzitzis on your beged, it should hang down. When you have a single hole, you can have it like, oh, I have it. It comes out on the side so it hangs down. Or you can make it like this. You can, many, check your tzitzis later. Many people have it like this. The tzitzis are hanging down. It's not al hakonov. It's not hanging on the corner. So the Mechaber writes that you should do it on the long side, so that when you wear it, it hangs down. That's why mine is all creased here and not here, because I have it this way, and it's hanging down on the corner. Okay, that's what it says. You follow what I'm saying? Should hang down onto the corner, as I state in Shulchan Aruch. Now, if you have two holes, this whole thing doesn't make sense. Two holes, it comes out here, goes in and back out, and it comes out. So clearly, the Machaber holds of the one hole tzitzis. Sidim, Api Arizal, have two hole tzitzis, but only on a beg of cotton. They consider a gaiv on a beg of gadol. The Lubavitch also wears one hole on the beg. I'm not sure, but at any rate, the normal tzitzis are the ones with one hole. I don't mean normal. I mean normal. The normative halacha is that way, and two hole is it's up here Arizal. So those who keep Arizal should keep Arizal. I never mean to be negative about those who keep Arizal. I just talk from my point of orientation. You know, I'm always more sympathetic to the Ashkenaz and the Sephardim, especially when Dr. Hanawi is not here. And not because I'm for one and not for the other. So I don't know. At any rate, what? The court is fine. I'm saying it. It's true. I don't. I mean, Dr. Hanawi is going to listen. Okay. Anyway, it just shows my respect for him. But the point I'm making is it's shver on the Shita Saramot, right? To the Rambam. It's Tchivachas. The Rambam says Tchivachas and the Nadis Chayiv. And the Ramah says, no, you need Shtei Tchivas. The Rosh says you need two. Has it Shtim? So Taz Dalit is the Kasha. The easy teretz is in the Magen Avraham, which is quoted in the Pisrei Tshuva Beis. The Magen Avraham says the following: I am to Pisrei Tshuva Beis. I am Magen Avraham Simiras Katni Gimel Shekotzev Da'af LeDeyazu. Even according to the Ramah, that Kifa Achas LeMahani Kesher, the one time and it not is not Shadnis. Hainu Kesher Echad. That's why you stick it through once and you knot it once. Masha'enke shtek sharim. Masha'enke if it's double knotted. Afil techef amachat tamachas lukuliyah mahavachibur. Dimloy kein. Klein mitzitzis hechem ishkachas lo ayin shom. So he's saying that if you do one tchiva and two knots, that is enough to be chayiv. Now I don't think it's a daichik. How do you make it more sewn? Because of two knots, it's not more sewn. You have Shabbos to be chayv toifin each day tchila toifin each day tchifas. It's more connected, right? The lashon of the Rambam, the Mechaber and Sefalof was shechibran b'shum chiba shava olam. We have later in the Ritzuas and Sefei that when you knot things together, they're also. So the gabei shatn is numerous knots like you have in your tzitzis are enough to be mechayv. And the Meila, that answers the Kasha. And the Bate Klayim, the Tiferes Yisrael, he says the same thing, he just says it straight. He says, Tzitzis is Shatn is Loi Mishum Tfira, Elo Mishum Shekoshron Yachad. It's not because the soul, they're tied. Now, you didn't tie the flax or linen together. You tied the beged to the woolen strings, the linen to the woolen strings, and that's enough to be mechayiv.
A permanent connection.
So it's a permanent connection, and a meila that's good. So at any rate, that is the machlokes here. So we have three machlokes in the Rambam and everybody else to review. All three, the Rambam is machmir. The Rambam said oishua oitavi oinais, and the other rishonim say you need all three. The Rambam said if you have one string on top, one string on bottom on a neutral beged, it's shatnez, and the Ramah argued. And the Rambam holds that sticking it in and out without knotting it is already chayiv, and the Ramah holds no, that you chayiv only like Hilchos Shabbos, you have to be tight for it in and out, plus you need to be, plus you need to make a knot. Okay. The Pesachei Tshuva Aleph, just briefly, talks about the padding of the old papers that were used for padding. learned it, the Man HaShlom HaSeinin, although some of the Metzias are not so clear. Pesachei Tshuva Aleph, Levadim is spelled, I am the Sefer Nishmasad. Baraisha Sefer, Shekasim. Niyar Shalanu, Hanasim Mabluyei Schavais, Shaltzemei Shalpishtan. Imagine that Shat Nishayla is on that paper. Our paper, which is made from old shmatis of woolen in it, Daima Mamish Lulavadim, it's the same as felt. Meaning to say that it's not threads, it's fibers that are pressed together. You can't let Rambam have a climb their Isa. So, like the Rambam is climb their Isa, because Shua alone is their Isa. And the Kuliyam, it's at least a Drabana. So the paper is a Shabbos issue. Now you're allowed to write on it. He talks about stuffing it into your shoes or stuffing it into your clothing. Aki Yishlaim in the near shoe of Dinai Kalavadim Kashin, paper that's thick, that wouldn't warm anybody, is like Levadim Kashin. So I tell you, we're going to have a Shin Aleph to Shiloh of things that are hard, that don't warm. Shari Eina Mechanim Klal. Again, the machlaikis lemaisa shua oitevi oinoiz. If shua alone is chayiv, so when you have pairing, we like everyone. If it's mechame, it's also like the Rambam deraisa. Like everyone else, the rabbanim. Ali geiza kashim atu rachim. If it's hard, atu. If it's soft, so if it's deraisa, we're geiza. And if not, we're not. He says b'fize b'niyar pashet shekayrin. Bichula, Ublas, listen to this. Fleisch papier. Klatman, no? Fleisch papier. Remember the old Fleisch they used to always wrap it in paper? You always had paper, right? Fleisch papier. Did you ever think that it comes from clothing that people wore? I think of it that way. You still have Fleisch papier? Okay. What's it called? Peach?
Parchment paper.
Parchment paper. Your father's also in the meat business, so you know. Anyway, he says, "Koyer flush papier." Afilum lo yechaber and semer rak la nichay bebeged meshi to use it to stuff a beged. Lo ramam shulchan aruch asam idarabana shubatz meshadis charbei pamnit zubav kutei pishne shleimen vegamet semer. So he says to use it as stuffing, like the rat. It's hard. It's not mechamein, but still it's asam idarabana. V'niyar ba ba'atzmai ene shadis rak also lechabrei in semer. If it's not put into a baguette, just the thick paper of its own, I don't know what he means. Or what that means. Like the mechaber. Aval ramah kashita shar paiskin. B'niyarav mutter aval haniyar bivlua shuhurach osa midrabana. So you say, some of it's not mechamein you can use for padding. L'chein kol yirei shemayim yizor b'zeh achanach yisor mutter shishayim v'yum hazidim. So he's saying halacha lemaisa. We paskin. We should be machmir like the Rambam, who holds shua itevi einoiz. So Yirei Shemayim should be machmir. Achanach lemisrael kli Yisrael's mekel. It's okay. This is identical to the Chazon Ish's pesach that Chaim Kanievsky brings. The pairing that's also like the Rambam and mutter like everybody else. Lemaisa is mutter. Actually, Chazon Ish is a little better because it was sasafik. It was several pishtim. But he says that those who want to be mekel can be mekel. It came a kaplushin shemadavkin banaya lava and roy lecharishemayim laasi. Right. I guess in the hats they put in padding to make it fit your head. So that padding a person should remove if it's made out of this paper, and that's good. So we have here the padding case. What?
The hat is not stuck at all.
Well, the hat they usually unfold the bend and stick it in padding, and then they and then you wear it. Mechamim the head. So, okay. So, Akoponim, we started Hilchos Shatnez by three machlokes in the Rambam and Shari Shainim, and Mitzvah Shev will move on next week.